Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Have you ever heard of the velvet ant? It has a coat of tiny hairs that feel smooth and velvety. But it's all a disguise. It isn't an ant at all, but a wingless wasp with a nasty sting. After injecting its victims with a venom, it lays eggs in their incapacitated bodies. One of Paul's greatest concerns was that, after being saved by grace, the churches would go back to living under the Old Testament law. He constantly warned them about basing their salvation and their relationship with God on their own performance. I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted. Just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach a different Jesus than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you receive, or the different kind of gospel than the one that you believe. Another Jesus? Another spirit? Another gospel? Again, Paul warns, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Yes, your work for God on earth determines your rewards in heaven, but only trusting in the finished work of Christ will get you to heaven. No one in heaven will say, "Look what Jesus and I did." Legalism will not only infect you, it will incapacitate you. How do you protect yourself against the sting of legalism? By depending on God's grace alone.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.